The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And today we're going to be discussing Cornell Cooperative Extension's Farm to School program. It helps bring nutritious and delicious local foods to our kids through their school cafeterias. And at the same time, it helps support our vibrant agricultural community. And our guest today is Katie Sheehan-Lopez. Katie is a regional farm to school coordinator for the Upper Hudson Valley for the Farm to School program. And in this role, she works with all of the stakeholders on the Farm to School supply chain, including farmers, distributors, processors, and school districts to increase the amount of local New York State foods being served in our schools. And prior to working in Farm to School, Katie held several positions that promoted healthy food and physical activity for residents of the Hudson Valley in New York City, including the SNAP Ed program, which is a nutrition education program, and local Produce Link, a farm to food pantry program connecting Hudson Valley farms with New York City food pantries. Katie has a BS in dietetics from the University of Rhode Island and a master's in public health nutrition from the University of California, Berkeley. And she lives in Beacon with her family, where she enjoys planting her vegetables and pollinator gardens, cooking, and exploring the Hudson Valley, as many of us do. It's really wonderful. What a great description of life in the Hudson Valley. So, Katie, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio once again.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice for you to be here again. So, Katie, let's start at the beginning. Farm to school can mean a lot of different things to different people. How would you explain the farm to school program? And maybe you can include how it got started. What was the impetus behind it?
Sure. Well, farm to school can be a lot of different things, and it really depends on the school district and who is really, you know, involved. And so one way that it's often framed is with what we call the three C's. So those would be cafeteria, community, and classroom. And farm to school activities can happen in any one or more than one of those categories. So for example, cafeteria, that C would be really bringing in actual local produce and serving it in as part of the lunch program or the breakfast program, or, you know, any part of the food service program. The community portion would be things like, you know, involving parents, maybe doing staff trainings to help staff be able to understand the importance of agriculture and farming and help them be able to communicate that to their students. And then classroom would be, you know, really incorporating agricultural concepts into the classroom, going into the class, teaching kids about it, school gardens, all of that. And so any one of those things could be farm to school. And if you had all three of those categories, I would consider that a really, really robust program. But most are doing, you know, a couple of things here and there and trying to work towards including more. Mm-hmm. So the program I'm working for is called, my title is called the Regional Farm to School Coordinator. And what I am really focused on is just the cafeteria portion. So we're really focused on helping food service directors procure more New York State food products and bringing them into their food service programs.
Mm-hmm. And may I ask how is the reception among the school, various school districts and the cafeteria managers? I mean, do they welcome, you know, the opportunity to participate and get local foods? And is there a financial advantage to them in that process?
Well, the financial advantage, that's kind of a maybe, and I can talk about that a little bit more in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But so in my region, which is six counties, and mm-hmm. that includes Ulster, but also includes Dutchess, Sullivan, Delaware, Greene, and Columbia. There's around 55 school districts. Many are doing some version of farm to school already. I would say regularly in communication with like 12 or so districts is what I mean. And you know, there's a really wide range of interest in farm to school, from really not interested at all to like really, really are already doing it and want to expand. And so there are a lot of challenges, of course. But most food service directors want to do it, but they're also, they have a lot of constraints, one being money in their budget, one being just time, and the knowledge of where to go to find more local products. And so that's why I'm here, is to help make that process a little bit easier, and figure out really what food service directors want to do so I can help that process along.
And maybe sharing some of the best practices that are out there, right? And I would imagine, is it any more difficult or time consuming or logistically challenging to bring in local produce than it is to just say order like a once a week, you know, from a big commercial distributor of some kind?
Yes, it is. I would say, yes, it's more logistically challenging. One, because you have to, you know, go to a little extra length to make sure that what you're getting is local, if that's what your value, you know, is pointing you towards. So it's very easy to go to a big broadline distributor and just order a bunch of frozen carrots, and doesn't really matter where they come from. If you want to seek out local or New York State carrots, you're going to have to do some extra legwork. It may not even be a product that's available or available at the distributor you normally use. So yeah, it does take extra time and commitment on the part of a food service director. And those are in short supply. So even if there is the will and the desire to do farm to school, it's there's a lot of extra support that food service directors need.
And so how does that support manifest? Can you give some examples of the types of things that you do to help facilitate that process and help make it easier for managers to integrate local foods into the process?
Yes. Yeah. So this gets at one of the really big questions about how food service directors and schools in general have to purchase food. One of the ways they have, probably the main way they purchase food, is by putting out a bid. So, you know, any government agency has to put out a bid for pretty much anything they're buying to make sure really that they're using taxpayer dollars wisely and not just spending it on expensive product. So that's a good thing for taxpayers, but it's also, it's very limiting because it often almost always comes down to whatever is the lowest priced product. So once they write a bid, whatever's on that bid, that's the food that the food service directors can order. So one of the things we're doing is working with the purchasing coordinators at the BOCES that write the bids to help make sure that more products are included on the bid so that there's more options for the food service directors. So that's one way. We do trainings for food service directors so they can understand the different tools they have. So the bidding process is one, but there are other ways they can purchase for maybe from directly from a farm if they wanted to, or from a food hub or a smaller distributor. There are other methods to purchase that are not widely used. And then we also are happy to connect with and tell food service directors about products that they may not be aware of. So we actually do maintain a database of all of the foods that school cafeterias can use that are New York State products. Some may be available only in Buffalo or only in Long Island, but it is a database that they can look at any time. And we do work with distributors to try and bring new products in. So for example, there's one distributor that works with a lot of our Hudson Valley schools, and there is a New York State produced cheese stick or string cheese that, you know, they can't get here. So, but why not? So let's try to bring the New York State string cheese into the Hudson Valley so we can, you know, connect those two dots.
Sounds great. And do the fact that the money, like if you're purchasing the food in New York State or locally, do they take that into account as a preferential factor in the bidding process to say, you know, prices being relatively equal, New York State would rather support buying something locally?
You can put that language into a bid. So you could, it's called geographic preference. You could say I prefer something that's from New York State. Mm-hmm. You can't do that for all different kinds of foods, only for fresh produce and some meats. So it's not for everything, but we can. And so we are also here to help anyone who's writing a bid get that language in there. We also have to make sure the products are available. So like good example is that string cheese. If it's not available, even if it, you know, it's even if it's on the bid, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I will also add that Senator Hinchey, it has proposed legislation, which has not been passed yet, that will allow anyone writing a bid to weight certain categories. So for example, any government agency could say, you know, we're going to prefer a product that has good labor practices or good environmental practices. There's seven different categories. Mm-hmm. And so we'll allow those values to be incorporated into the purchasing process, not just lowest price.
Nice. Yeah. And Senator Hinchey is chair of the Senate, New York State Senate Agriculture Committee, right? Which is always a big plus. I think she is. I don't exactly.
She's on the committee? I don't know.
Oh, she's on the committee. Oh, okay. There you go. Well, close enough. Well, you know, Katie, we'd like to hear a lot more about this. This is a really great subject. And first we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be back after these short words to learn more. Thanks.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health, advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest is Katie Sheehan-Lopez. Katie is the Regional Farm-to-School Coordinator for the Farm-to-School Program. And Katie, before the break, we were talking about the farm to school program and foods, you know, food service directors and what their challenges are and how they procure food and so on. Let's talk a little bit about Ulster County specifically. What school districts in Ulster County are part of the program, and what are some of the foods that they purchase and how they integrate it into the overall school landscape?
Yeah, so in Ulster County, there are 9 school districts altogether, and I would say 3 or 4 of them are like actively working with me to either purchase new foods this year or working towards a plan for how to implement it on a larger scale next year. So I would say Kingston, Rondout Valley, Onteora, and Ellenville. For a while, we were talking, but they've also had a lot of changes in their staffing, and so all that's a little bit on hold right now. And I will also add, there's a lot of partners in Ulster County that are really instrumental in making all this work. So Rondout Valley Growers Association, the Hudson Valley Farm Hub are all also working on farm to school and helping bring products in. So, for example, Rondout Valley has a greenhouse, pretty large greenhouse on the high school grounds. They have a Future Farmers of America Club. And there's just a lot of farms like in that, you know, in the vicinity. So it is really frustrating to look around and see farms and then see, you know, carrots from California coming in. So the food service director at Rondout Valley in, I want to say February, they did their first taste test. And so we got local sweet potatoes from Tributary Farm and local honey from Damn Good Honey Farm, which are both, you know, somewhere High Falls and in that area. And he did little samples. So it was little cups, and we walked around and handed them out to the elementary school students, and they got to taste this, you know, super fresh local product. And then they got to vote on whether or not they liked it. And so that went over really well. And I think they're planning another one for the end of April, which would be black bean soup potentially. And those black beans would be grown at the Hudson Valley Farm Hub, which is right here in Hurley. So that's one example of, you know, something that's going on. Also in Onteora School District, the food service director there has been doing New York Thursdays for a couple of months, maybe since the, let's say, October. So if you have a student at Onteora Schools, you'll see if you look on the menu every month, one of the Thursdays will have at least one item highlighted on the menu that's from New York State. There's also always, usually milk is always a New York, almost always a New York State product. It's always getting a couple of things here and there, but New York Thursdays is a very intentional, planned out way to bring New York State products in. So I think in March, it's coleslaw made with New York State cabbage from Orange County. So, you know, and she's probably going to do that all the way through the school year and hopefully extend into next year. Kingston, you know, that food, that menu has changed quite a bit in the last year or so since the new food service director has come on. And he does have plans to, you know, continue changing the menu next year. And some of these districts are also planning on trying to go for the what we call the New York State 30% initiative, which is a program through New York State. And this is the right now we're in the fourth year of it. And if a school can spend 30% of its school lunch budget on New York State foods, they will get an extra reimbursement. So their state reimbursement goes up by, let's say, 19 cents. What that really means is that, you know, an extra $10, $20, $30,000 maybe for that school food service program in the year.
Nice. And also helping to mitigate climate change and also bringing fresher, more nutritious food and supporting local food economy, which is all seems like a win-win-win scenario.
Yes. And anytime, you know, a food service director or school is doing farm to school, you know, I try to help them with, you know, making posters to hang in the cafeteria, doing some social media posts that can go so the parents can see, because it's great. You know, any farm to school is great, but it's even better if parents and families and teachers know about it so that, you know, they know all the hard work that's going into it, and it might even increase participation in the lunch program.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a plus, right? To get all of the stakeholders in the community and, you know, parents especially, and getting them on board to understand the why, not just, you know, that it's there. That's really great. And so in terms of, I was going to ask, I know that you mentioned earlier that you do the cafeteria part of it, but in those schools, I remember when I was a former supervisor in Marbletown, around the Valley Growers Association. And then also there were a group of moms that started the gardens at the high school to bring food in, and they made it part of the curriculum. Are you seeing that in any other schools where they're the growing, you know, the farm, the gardening and the integrating and nutrition part of it is woven into the curriculum in the school?
That definitely happens. It takes a lot of being very intentional about that. It's a lot of work. And it's definitely if there's an outside agency that can come in and help hurry that along. So for example, Land to Learn is in a couple of Kingston elementary schools and other schools in the, you know, lower part of the Hudson Valley, in Newburgh and Beacon. And they actually go into the classroom and work with the kids and then bring them out to the garden. So it ties it all together. And then there are other schools around, like up in Delaware County, there's some great school garden work going on. It's really district by district and school by school. But involved parents can really help, because it's a lot of work to maintain a school garden. Grant funding helps. So if there are grants out there and you're on the PTO or work for a community agency and you are interested, you know, you could always offer your support in writing a grant and helping implement that. Kingston actually just won a pretty large USDA grant. So they have a garden at each building, but they're in various states of, you know, being maintained or not. And so now what they're doing with that funding is working on building up each garden again so that it's an active school garden for all of the students. Mm-hmm. To use. Mm-hmm.
And as far as getting the, sounds like the food is coming from all over New York State, but are there the distributors that are out there in the world? Do they, do the schools get them from their normal distribution channels, or do the farms deliver themselves, or do you arrange that, or is it a combination of all of the above?
Yeah, it's a combination. I would say distributors are the easiest for food service directors to work with, because it's one truck, one delivery, one invoice. You know, it's very hard for them to manage, you know, 30 different vendors.
Right.
So, you know, and they have their distributors they like to work with. But there are, you know, the interesting thing also is that there's a lot of products out there that are, you know, made in New York State or produced in New York State that you might not think of as farm to school. So when I started, my first thought about farm to school was that it's vegetables and it's fruit, but actually, you know, it can be any kind of food. So dairy is actually a really big one. New York State is the biggest dairy producing. Well, it's actually dairy is our number one agricultural product in New York State. So a lot of the milk that students are drinking is New York State milk. So that's already there. But there are also things like applesauce. There's yogurt that's made.
Chobani, right? Places like that. Or
exactly.
Bread. And then like bread alone.
You know, actually, bread alone is made in New York State, but it's not made with New York State grains.
Oh, see, that's
and okay. So, yeah. So, but there are other grain foods, like the Farm Hub is now making a tortilla made with corn they're growing, and they're delicious. So you may see those on your students' menus in the next year. And then there are other things like dried beans or beef. So you might see a meatball or a hamburger that's a New York State product. So it could be, oh, and there's a pasta, which is brand new. So it could be any food. It's made in New York. It does not have to be just fruits or vegetables.
Well, that's great. And Katie, before we run out of time, can you tell us how do listeners support the program and where do they go for more information?
Well, if you want to support Farm to School in your district, you know, you can voice your support for that by maybe visiting a wellness committee meeting or, you know, making your opinion known to the school board. Also keeping in mind that food service directors, you know, all this work ultimately falls on the food service director. And, you know, it is up to them whether or not to, like, to what extent they want to implement farm to school. If there's a school garden, you know, that's a great place to get involved because they do need a lot of volunteers, especially during the summer when school is out. So that's a great place to start. Attending wellness committees and just staying involved in that process also helps you get a window into different things that are going on with health and wellness and food service. And then also, if you do see on your district social media or school lunch menu that there's a taste test or New York Thursday, you know, send your student in to eat school lunch that day or to be prepared to taste a yummy new vegetable. You know, just one little thing can help open their minds a little bit and be more open to seeing new foods on their menus.
And Katie, before we run out of time completely, what is the website that people can go to get more information on the program?
Well, I work for Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County. Anyone can visit that website. It's ulster.cce.cornell.edu. And there is also much more information about farm to school at a statewide level. And that is farmtoschoolny.com.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you, Katie. Thank you for the great work that you're doing out there. And certainly a big plus for everyone. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.